All right. Gray here from the conference cross-country meet here at the Shawamigan High School. Apologies for fading out of the song there, but we've got the award ceremony starting here. We're going to bring our microphones right on over to that. Joel will play human microphone stand here. Joel, go ahead.
We're gonna make our way over to the award ceremony area so we can bring you all the fun and glamour of the award ceremony here at the Maryland Conference cross-country meet. All right, we're going to weave our way past the garbage can here. This is great live radio here. This is great live radio. So the Maryland Conference Cross-Country Championship being held here at the Shawamigan High School. And I want to remind everybody, Gray, that next week, a week from Saturday, we will be in Phillips. And that is going to be the sectionals. And we'll be out there for the boys and girls at noon. And you thought there was a lot of people here today. That, I think, has like 15 to 20 different teams represented, and that determines who goes to state. So we will be at the Pesco, I don't think it's a Pesco farm, but it's, we'll call it that for now, a week from Saturday. You can listen for live coverage cross-country sectionals. They don't do regionals anymore. They used to do regionals, but now they just do the sectionals and then on to state in Wisconsin Rapids the first Saturday of November, and we're hoping to have coverage with that there. We've got some civic media stations down in that area, so listen for cross country a week from Saturday and possibly state also. All right, so they're going to do the awards here in just a moment here. Ended up being not a cold day, Gray, but when you're out here long enough, yeah, it's a little cool.
I broke into way too many of my winter layers here in the fall. We're just briefly waiting here as the award ceremony gets underway. Thanks for bearing with us on Trail Mix.
Yeah, the JV just wrapped up, so those JV runners have just come in. So we're going to move right over here, Gray, and we're going to hopefully pick this up. I'll let the gentleman, the official, announce the winners.
This is an honorable mention for the Maryland Conference. And 24th place is Jeremy Wakata from Prentisville Lake. And 23rd place, it is from Marathon, Brian Johnson. And 22nd place, from Shawamigan, it is Matthew Timmeyer. And 21st place, from Stratford, Joey Cable. In 20th place, from Red Lake Prentice, it's Jackson Schultz. In 19th place, from Phillips, it's Josh Edwards. In 18th place, from Marathon, Matthew Kondosky. And in 17th place, from Phillips, it's Evan Johnson. Okay, we're going to scrunch them together here so that you can get a picture of them. And these will be your honorable mention from the Maryland Conference.
So 17 through 24th, honorable mention for the Maryland Conference. And now we'll have second team all-conference coming up in just a moment.
That's a roads program. So let's give that Country Western Station 89. Is that what I saw?
98.
I reverse numbers once in a while. Nice round of applause for our honorable mentions. Okay, fellas. And now for the second team all-conference. In 16th place, from Phillips, Logan Koslowski. In 15th place, from Edgar, Dylan Solorowski. In 14th place, from Prentice Rib Lake, it's Heston Heckman. In 13th place, from Athens, it's Ben Hartwig. In 12th place, from Rib Lake Prentice, it's Truman Schmidt. In ninth place, from Stratford, Jalen DeVoe. And in tenth place, from Marathon, Gavin Matosik. And in ninth place, from Prentice, Nick Presto. Okay, we're going to slide them over to the side.
All of those were second-team all-conference.
Second-team all-conference.
For the Maryland Conference here at the cross-country conference meet at Shawamigan High School.
Together a little bit, fellas.
On Trail Mix 103.1. So okay, first team, and now everybody moving forward here will be first team
and
all
now, conference. Let's give them a nice round of applause for second team all conference Mirrorwood. And now are your top all conference runners in eighth place, Caleb Scott from Prentice Reveille. In seventh place, Kevin Cook from Edgar. And from Marathon, in sixth place, it's Brady Annis. In fifth place, from Assumption, Reed Hyargis. In fourth place, from Marathon, Logan Peters. In third place, from Red Lake Prentice, Henry Rigner. In second place, from Assumption, Michael Dolan. In first place, from Phillips, with a time of 16:22, Gavin Estrom.
All right, so Gavin Esterholm of Phillips taking home top conference honors. You heard Mr. Regeer in there. A lot of names are pronounced there, Gray. You got to forgive the gentleman for hacking a couple of them, right?
I apologize twice myself.
So there it is, your boys, and now we'll get, I don't know if we do the girls and then the team. We'll see what the official here has up his sleeve next year from the Mirrorwood Conference cross-country meet here at Shawamigan High School.
Okay, Steve Gutchison has been handing over the bullets for their the start of their race. Okay, squunch together. Let's get a picture.
All right, so first team all-conference getting a photo, and then we'll delve into the girls and probably
okay.
The team results.
Pretty neat moment there a moment ago. One of the refs handed over the starting bullet.
Auburndale, and we turn the page and fight the wind. In sixth place, Shawamigan. In fifth place, Edgar. In fourth place, with 112 points, it's Stratford. In third place, with 51 points, it's Phillips. And winning on the tiebreaker with 50 points, it's Marathon. And your champs of the Mirrorwood Conference, with a score of 46 points, it's Prentice Reveille. Come forward to get your award.
Well, not a surprise at all on the boys' side that Prentice Reblake, who finished second at state last year and is rated number one in the state in Division III, not a surprise that we'll talk with Coach Brian Regeer after we're done here with the awards ceremony. And we hope to get Coach Patterson and Coach Olson also. So we'll have Prentice Reblake again coming up next week again. Gus has a score update. Brewers doubling the run output already, right? Is that...
Okay, nice hand for the Mirrorwood.
So the boys, there you go. You can go to MirrorwoodConference.org, by the way. Google Mirrorwood Conference, and you can see results. They're pretty good at posting those. So now the girls, before we wrap things up here from the Mirrorwood Conference cross-country championship, a little hip-hip hooray for the Prentice boys track team. And they will look to move to sectionals, and they'll be tough to beat. We'll see them a week from Saturday. And they're one of the favorites to win the state championship. Would be their first ever as a co-op.
And now for the girls.
There we go, the girls now.
Honorable mention, in 24th place, Addison Babwick from Shawamigan. In 23rd place, from Phillips, it's Trini Smith in 23rd place. In 22nd place, from Athens, Sierra Schreiner. In 21st place, from Shawamigan, Madison Mandy Ernst. And 20th place, from Auburndale, Monty Anderson. And 19th place, from Shawamigan, Mallory Smith. And 16th place, from Assumption, Ellie Grunemann. And 17th place, from Stratford, Kinsley Jacobson. Those are your honorable mention from the Mirrorwood Conference, and they're going to slide over and take a picture.
All right, so you finish in the top 24. You get all conference honors. Honorable mention to the first eight there, and well, next eight will be second team all conference. And, Gray, we witnessed the pain of the last 100 yards.
Okay, nice
hard work. Hard work by all these kids. It's incredible.
I could see that I was disqualified immediately, Joel. I'm just marveling this whole time.
Even the JV kids, just great work. You can see the work they put in all year, and it's not an easy sport. Here we go, second team. Here we go.
In 16th place from Phillips, Tana Henderson. In 15th place from Auburndale, Caitlin Burton. In 14th place from Phillips, Layla Ramahire. In 13th place from Assumption, Braylee Machadas. In 12th place from Phillips, Addie Grabe. In 11th place from Assumption, Jordan Jagolinski. In 10th place from Auburndale, Rose Hasenhorl. And in 9th place from Prentice Rib Lake, Ella Orenson.
All right, there is your first second team all conference. It's a little breezy. It's a little cool out here as we wrap things up with the Shawamigan High School and Barrowwood Conference cross-country meet. If someone sees a Civic media tip flying through their backyard at some point in the next half hour, we're hoping it's far enough away, Gray, where if it happens, there's nothing we can do about it.
You are welcome to wrangle it if that does happen, whoever you may be.
I'm hoping it stays put over there. Here we go. First team all-conference.
Our second team all-conference
coming for the girls. Stick around. We'll do some coaches' interviews afterwards, hopefully. So here we go. First team
all-conference in the Marywood Conference. It is from Phillips. Ruby McCormick, 8th place. In 7th place, from Stratford, Charlotte Pierce. In 6th place, from Prentice Rib Lake, it's Carly Orenson. In 5th place, from Athens, it is Ellis Beyer. In 4th place, from Shawanigan, Kaylee Bohan. In 3rd place, from Assumption, Lorraine Santos de la Rosa. How's that? Okay. Third place. In second place, from Phillips, it is Leah Harper. And first place, with a time of 19:03, from Assumption, Lucy Dolan.
Pull the cord.
All right. We had a little mic issue there. We're sorry about that, but we are still on, and we're going to put a different battery in there, and then we'll hook things back up here. But we're going to get first team all conference for the girls coming up here, or the team standings.
Let's see. In reverse order, Marathon, Athens, Abbotsford, and not necessarily in that order. All right. In seventh place, it's Edgar. Sixth place, it's Rib Lake, Prentice Rib Lake. In fifth place with 100, this was close. In fifth place, Auburndale with 104 points. In fourth place, it is Stratford with 100 points. In third place with 97 points, it's Shawanigan. In second place, from Phillips with 48 points. And your champ for the Marywood Conference, it will be Assumption with 43 points. Assumption, come forward to get your award. Okay, listen, we want to thank all of our folks here at Shawanigan for hosting the meet. Well done. We appreciate all your efforts. For all of our fans that came out
right
here today.
Our apologies. We lost a little power there for a second. We had a little glitch, but hang on, because we are going to make our way back over to the booth, and we're going to talk with a couple of the coaches before we wrap up our coverage here. Coach Patterson. We're going to see if we can get Coach Mary on with us in just a second. Coach Mary. Yeah. Coach Mary Patterson is with us. Give us a recap on the boys, first of all. Todd, give us your thoughts after today.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Joel. I'm really proud. I'm excited for our boys. You know, a sixth-place finish in a very tough Marywood Conference, it's just outstanding. When the top three teams that came out of here, Prentice Rib Lake and then Marathon second, Phillips third, are all ranked 1, 2, 3 in the whole state right now. Yeah. You know, what more can you do? This is an elite conference, one of the toughest in the state. And I'm just so proud of our boys. And we got Matthew Hurtrider coming off an injury for the past month. to bust in to earn all conference honors is just such an accomplishment. I'm so proud of him, and I'm always so proud of our boys.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the girls' side. You must have been pretty pleased with that third place because the girls' side also very, very tough, but you had some girls step up here today.
You bet we did, I as well as that. I'm so proud of our girls right now. We knew that Lipton Assumption, we couldn't, you know, run with them. They're loaded. They are two very, very good teams and programs. And Assumption came away with a big win here tonight over Phillips. And for our girls to come out of here in third place, wow, I'm so proud of them. They fought so hard. And we got four girls earning all conference honors with Haley Bodo, Mallory Smith, Maddie Ernst, and Addie Boblick. And these girls have worked so hard all season, and they finished her off tonight. And then Vanessa Schmidt was our fifth runner, coming in, finished out our scoring to help us bust into third. And then Mackenzie and Cindy finished out the sixth, seventh, and just did a great job and wonderful times. And yeah, so proud of those kids.
Let's get Haley over here.
Yeah, here's Haley Bodo, my little sophomore.
Yeah, Haley, what was the run like out there today, Haley?
It was kind of cold and windy, but it was really fun, and I felt really strong through it, so it was a really good race.
Where's your confidence level now as we head into sectionals? Where are you at?
Pretty good. I feel like we should have a really good chance, and we just go out there and run our best, and we should do very well.
All right. This is probably the coldest night you've had of running, isn't it, right here?
Yeah, it is.
But better than hot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Haley, congratulations. Great performance today.
Thank you.
On your home course, too.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Haley.
With that being said, yes, about Haley's race, she really brought it tonight. She took it out hard right at the start, and she stayed solid that whole race and kept her true to her form and believed in herself and ran her own race.
All right.
That's why she's first team all conference.
We will see you in Phillips a week from Saturday. We'll be there. Haley, train well. Mary, thank you as always.
Thank you, Joel, so much. And great. Thank you for covering this. This is a big deal. And it's quite an honor to have a home big conference cross country meet right here in Park Falls.
It is.
So thank you.
Yeah, great work, Mary. Thank you. All right, Coach Mary Patterson of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. I'm not sure if we'll have another one or not. We're going to make our way back over here to the booth. If Coach Brian Regeer is here, we will get him.
I did see Coach Regeer just a moment ago, but I believe there's a lot of bus assembling happening. So call it a coin flip at the moment. If we spot him shortly, we'll get him on the air.
Yeah, so we'll see. But this has been quite a day here, and we will archive our coverage at 98qcountry.com. We will have more chances to chat with the coaches a week from Saturday at that Phillips sectional, which we will cover live on 98Q Country, and that is in Phillips, and that's going to be big because the top runners there and the top teams get to move on to the steep cross-country event, which if you've never been there in Wisconsin Rapids, that is quite an event. It is quite an event.
Joel, I do see a gathering of Prentice River Lake, so I think I might have a beat on where Coach Regeer would be, but we might have forced him to make a judgment call there. So, shout out to Coach Regeer for waiting so patiently there as we chatted with Coach Mary and brought that award ceremony. And thank you to everybody for being so patient with that audio blip a moment ago. Joel glossed over it very professionally, which is to say he didn't blame me like he should have done. Dead batteries, folks. A tale as old as time and one we won't be able to shake anytime soon. Joel, how are people walking around in shorts out here?
Yeah.
My mind boggled when I was in high school, and maybe it's because I'm decidedly unathletic that I just don't get it. But, I mean, I'm seeing parents here that I could spot, like, hey, you were a high school athlete. How do I know? Sweatshirt and shorts.
Yeah.
That combo only exists with athletes.
Yep, so a week from Saturday at sectionals, we will talk with Coach Olson of Phillips. We will talk with Coach Regeer from Prentice Rib Lake and Coach Mary Patterson, of course. So tune in for coverage a week from Saturday. Thank you, Gray, for freezing out here with me a little bit. Not horrible, but we're ready to get warm.
I would say my pleasure, but I don't quite mean it, so I'm not going to say it. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah, thank you for listening, everybody, here on Trail Mix 103.1. We are out from the cross-country meet here, the conference at Shawamigan High School. Have a good night, everybody.